You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Miami Marlins with Joe Fusaro. We are closing in on opening day, and so we are taking a look at what the 2015 Marlins are going to look like. So I got five questions for you, and it starts with one. What's the biggest reason that this goes right, that this team goes on, makes a postseason, and delivers on the promise that a lot of people around the organization think they really have?
Matt, I have to say it's the rotation. That starting five has to keep step with the Nationals, with the Mets, and everybody else. They got quality arms. They've had their ups and downs in spring training. I don't put a lot of stock in spring training performances. As long as they're healthy, stuff is there. They got to kind of – those starting five have to do their part until Jose Fernandez comes back midseason. If they do, could be a fun year.
Are they good enough to carry this team if – and I'm not talking about major. I'm not talking about stuff to worry about with Fernandez. But just as it gets closer, if it's tricky, if it's an extra few weeks or whatever, if we're looking at late July, it's whatever, instead of June, are they good enough to be that driving force for a contending team without him for longer than expected?
Yeah, if those guys aren't doing their part, there is some organizational depth. It might mean a Justin Nicolino is starting off in AAA, who they like a real lot, in that first month or two, make strides that could kind of, you know, add that insurance policy. Someone that, you know, is going to pitch at a pretty high level and enable them to get to where they go. They feel they have more depth. They used 13 starters last year. That scared them. It's the most they've ever used in a season. It's not the formula. I think the Royals use six, you know, all year. And so, you know, they're trying to keep that depth that they like, but I think they're kind of budgeting 10 starters to fill five spots, and Jose is one of those 10. So, yeah, they're going to need a Nicolino or somebody with a little more high-end potential to keep them around.
Question two. What's the biggest reason that it won't happen? What's the biggest thing that would cause this team to fall short of their expectations?
Well, we could go with the big man. We could go with Stanton. If Stanton, for whatever reason, gets, you know, isn't the same, if obviously a serious type of injury, but you know, they need him. They built this team more than ever. Did they identify one man to build around, and it was Stanton. And it's all there. It's all on the plate for him. So the big man's got to come in and play at an MVP caliber level.
What are the indications on that we've seen so far this spring as he comes back from a pretty traumatic season-ending injury?
Yeah, I think he may not have the strongest April, you know, based on just maybe missed time and rustiness. But I think he is looking and striding really well to be a very dominant force.
Question three, what's the biggest unknown question facing this team? What's the thing that we really don't know how it's going to turn out?
Let's go with the bullpen. You know, they feel they have really good quality arms back there. They like C-Sheck as closer, but you know, they're going to have to pitch at a level, and if the starters aren't doing their part, you know, they're going to have to pitch at a level. They're going to make up ground with the Nationals based on how their bullpen and how they pitch collectively, because they don't have the starting five. Nobody has that. So those guys, if they're getting 5 2/3 or 6 good innings from their starter, then that bullpen's going to have to do their part to help them beat Washington.
Do they have the pieces beyond C-Sheck for that bullpen to be that force?
I think they have some really interesting arms that's still going to have to prove it. They got more guys that could go multiple innings than I've ever seen before. And I think that might be something if they reinventing the wheel a little bit and kind of thinking outside the box instead of just he's my sixth guy, seventh guy, eighth guy. You know, that they may lean on a Brian Morris to go one plus one night and a A.J. Ramos maybe the next night, or obviously they got a David Phelps that can go multiple. So they certainly got the numbers.
Number four, give me one most pivotal player, not the best player, but the guy where if it goes well for him, this is a really great season, and if it goes poorly, it's worrisome.
Yeah, catcher Jared Saltalamacchia, he had a very, very down year, be the first to admit it, defensively, offensively. They're counting on him. You know, he signed 2 more years. He's already won a World Series. He had a big year a couple of years ago in Boston. They're really hopeful for a bounce-back year. if he could, you know, because he is a power bat. He has to know he's not being counted on to do all the big lifting. But boy, if he could, you know, get, you know, the 30-something doubles and hit, you know, double digits, 15 home runs, you know, provide that power at the bottom of the order. And then, you know, play average. You can't be below average defensively with this pitching staff. He is, a lot of people might think the season hinges on Jared Solt-Lamakia.
And again, hard to know at this point, but what are the very preliminary signs on him?
Yeah, it's really hard to tell because, you know, the strikeouts are there, the swing is still pretty long, but he's a veteran. You know, he's a guy with a bit of a track record. You know, it's going to be a big, as we close out camp, to see how the stride he comes in, but working hard, you know, maybe with a little bit of less pressure, the familiarity in the league, they're going to be banking on that. Right now, from my point of view, too early to tell.
And number five, give me one fearless, bold prediction, and I'm not talking about a number of wins. Give me some interesting prediction about what happens with this club between now and October.
Jose Fernandez comes back and basically becomes the biggest off-season acquisition by any team, and Jose Fernandez is pitching a play-in game for the Marlins to go to the postseason.
That means he can't go game one of the division series.
He'll go game three or four.
All right, Joe Fusaro, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.